KBMW.
Hey, we're back 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a cool one going out there. It is going to wake you up when you hit the front door going, yeah, okay, yeah, summer's long gone. 21 is what you're waking up to this morning in a clear sky. But listen, somebody bringing the sunshine into my studio this morning. Pam Erlinson in here. We're going to talk Rotary. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I think the last time we talked was the music festival. You were
into talk
about the music festival.
Right.
Now we're into talk Rotary. You're kind of a utility person. You're kind of doing a lot of stuff. You're busy.
There's a lot of great projects in this community, so it keeps you busy.
Well, and everybody kind of goes, oh, it's that time of year again when you're talking about the Rotary blood screenings, which, folks, if you don't know this, going to save you a fortune as far as your budget is concerned. It is a great deal. Pam, I'm going to let you tell us about this.
Okay. Well, actually, besides the cholesterol, liver function, kidney function, and everything else being checked, all your blood levels, they added the A1C test.
That's right. They added that the last time, correct?
No, that was a thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH test.
So this is brand new.
This is new.
Okay.
So many people were requesting it, and our medical advisor said you should add that.
Okay, fantastic.
So $60 now. It did go up in price because they need more materials to do more tests.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $60, and you get a really good deal to get all those health tests done. And I've actually made an appointment. I was talking to someone, and I was explaining my son had this done, and it gave him a baseline for, you know, the future for his reference. And he's been gone a long time and lives in Texas now, but he got his blood levels done and a Rotary blood screen, and it was a good start for him to know where his health was.
Absolutely. Pam, has anybody ever broken that down and figured out how much this would cost if you just took everything separately? And, I mean, it's hundreds of dollars in savings.
You know, different customers have told me different things I've never really asked, but there's a few things. I know one customer said, her doctor said, get this done because it's more tests than I can order for you.
Wow.
More than your insurance would cover.
Sure.
And others have said, because they need blood levels done of certain things multiple times a year, this saves them hundreds of dollars because they can come in, get it done for $60 instead of $400, $500, or more.
Have there been instances where people have come back and said, you know what, Pam, I got this done and it flagged something. We found something here.
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm one of the people.
Wow. Okay. So what was your story?
Well, I got a call. They have a medical advisor and he reviews things. If something is out of limits, a good way out of limits, because you get a chart when you get your results. You can see if you're low or high. My thyroid was off, and I had no idea. So the TSH test helped.
Sure.
And I'm not the only one, I'm sure, who found that out. And so diabetes and thyroid problems are rampant in this area. So it was a good move to add.
Is that because of the diet up here? Because we like to eat all sorts of things.
Oh, that contributes to it, I'm sure. But I know people, the local clinics have done the pre-diabetes classes. And sometimes you just have a tendency for it. I know people who work out, they're in great shape. And
they still develop
diabetes. And so something isn't working right in their bodies, but they can handle it because they know what to do.
Right.
So,
well, don't you think we're all kind of predisposed to something? There's stuff out there. And again, that's where these blood screenings are so beneficial because, well, like you said, they flag things and it's like, oh, this doesn't look quite right.
Yeah.
So you can proceed with that. You can move it further.
Mike took my brother to the Roger Maris Cancer Center for one of his treatments. And a friend of ours was sitting there, and she found out she had leukemia because of the blood screening. So it was a real good thing for her to find out. They got it early, and she's doing fine. So
great story. Always like happy endings. Yeah. So tell us about this, the blood screenings. When are they going on, and how do we get signed up for these?
Okay, it's October 24th to the 28th. We're going 6 a.m. to 9:30. Most of the 6 a.m. and about all the 9:30 appointments are filled, but we have a lot of openings in between. It's 2 weeks away. So people can call 218-643-0123 to make an appointment.
It's an easy number to remember.
It is. We've been using that same number for years. And it actually calls into the hospital and they forward it to the Rotary blood screen phone.
Okay.
So if someone calls back and it's a different number, you still might want to answer. But if I have the phone, I always leave a message.
Sure.
Who I am and why I'm calling back and things like that.
Pam,
but
is
it's
it
easy to make an appointment.
Is it a long process when people go in? I mean, does it take a while?
It takes about 10 minutes.
That's it.
You register. You just wait your turn. We do have refreshments available when someone's done. Sometimes they want to break their fast if they've been fasting, but you don't need to fast.
I was
going to
add, that was my next question, if fasting's required
right here. So a lot of people get in and get going with their day. So it doesn't take a lot of time. Once in a while, there's just it's a bit of a slowdown. You have to wait, but it doesn't take them long. And the phlebotomists are so experienced. We have people who, I don't know, they have trouble taking my blood.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any trouble with the Rotary because our volunteers, they're fantastic.
They know they're pros, right?
They know
right?
what they're doing. Yes, they're pros.
Fantastic. So a very simple process that could end up saving lives.
Oh, yes.
And again, Rotary at the head of this doing such a great job for that. Let's talk about something we don't hear a lot about this anymore, polio. What's going on here? Because you got a story that kind of backs this up. I'll let you tell it.
Okay. Well, a few months ago, a young man in New York City was diagnosed with polio. He had not been vaccinated, and I understand he's paralyzed now, but they found the virus in the water in New York City. And that's how the polio virus is spread, is in water. So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about it. So we're going to raise more money for polio. Rotary's been eradicating it around the world. We've been working on this with help from the Bill Gates Foundation for years. And on Thursday evening, October 27th, we'll have Pints for Polio at the Boiler Room. So if you buy a beer, $1 of that goes toward a Pints for Polio fund that's going to be matched 2 times over. So your $1 will become $3, and that will go to support getting that polio vaccine around the world. And even in the United States, for people who have decided they didn't need vaccination before, you need it.
Pam, are there countries in the world and internationally that are seeing a rise in this or where it's prevalent?
They consider it endemic in Afghanistan and, I believe, Pakistan.
Okay.
But they don't want to let the immunization teams in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple liquid vaccine. You give it to everybody, and then they paint the pinky purple so they know that person has been given the polio vaccine.
Okay. And this event, too, again, repeat that. This is going to be going on at the Boiler Room.
Pints for Polio
Pints
at the
for
Boiler
polio.
Room.
Okay.
October 27th, that evening, and you're buying a beer. $1 of that goes toward a Pints for Polio fund that's matched 2 times over, so $1 becomes $3.
So have a good time and support definitely a worthwhile cause.
And we sure appreciate the support from the Boiler Room to do this.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun evening. And that's during Rotary Blood Screening Week, so it's a busy week for people.
So, and again, folks, that phone number for the blood screening is 643-0123.
Right.
See, I can't even remember that, and I'm like terrible with numbers. So just call that number, make an appointment. You do have some openings yet, but it is filling up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Monday and Tuesday always fill up first, and then Friday's the last day to fill up. But this time I've been getting calls and requests for Friday.
Okay.
So it works out for people's schedule. We do our best.
Great. Well, Pam, come back in. Promise me you'll come back in and give us an update. Let us know how everything went.
Oh, I'd love to. That'd be great, Bill.
Pam
Erlinson.
And thank you for all that you do and all the Rotarians, too, for what you do for us in the communities. Definitely appreciate it.
You're sure? We sure appreciate the support we have from KBMW.
That's why we're here. Keep telling you that. Be well, my friend. We'll talk very, very soon. Pam Erlinson talking Rotary Blood Screening. It's coming up on 819 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
This is Carrie Jaworski from Jaworski Glass and Repair. I'm keeping up with local news, weather, and sports by listening to AM 1450 KBMW.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your cat.
Take a nap. Meow till I get food. Get food. Walk away from food. Move to couch. See human. Give cold.